what you want to teach. There are a few books that I'm aware of in the chemical related to things that I have done that have a title of some nature. Something, it could be biomedical transport. There's a handbook of bioengineering. So you might find something, but from my standpoint, in general, the answer in general is no. There isn't anything out there. And as I've said before, I don't think there is agreement even as to what the core is. There is no core. The core of bioengineering is the core of different engineering disciplines. And it depends on who the painter is, how he's going to sculpt that or paint that, the details around it. But to different people, it's different things. In different departments, it's different things. If you look at the biomedical engineering departments around the country, they certainly have different flavors. The older ones are dominated by AA. In a number of the new ones, they're more populated by chemis. A number of the chemi applications have become the trendy stuff. Who knows what it's going to be in 10, 20 years, but lately there's a lot of the kinds of things that chemis have worked on. So let's say it's grown. It doesn't exist, and it doesn't have a central focus. That's its strength and its problem. But what that has meant on this campus is that we don't have an undergraduate bioengineering program per se, and that the philosophy has been to develop expertise in one area to the point where you then can intelligently go forward and bring it to biology or medicine. Because if you don't, you don't develop the expertise. And I could tell you stories about students that we get from other places, and there really are. I would have to say that the students who come in with a biomedical engineering undergraduate training in many cases have a deficit with respect to their competence in the areas that we consider important. So the question is, what is it you're going to train? I think if you bring in the bio too early, bioengineering, I have no problem with the biology and even medically related kinds of courses. Bringing that in. But I think the engineering, you've got to learn it in its fullest, you've got to learn it to where you're competent, and then you can apply it. And engineering is something where you don't get it the first time. That's a characteristic of engineering. And it's true of all engineering disciplines, that when you get into the core areas, students have a horrible time because they don't get it. Why don't they get it? Because engineering is not pure equations. Engineering is also judgment. And when you get into judgment, you get into art. And there really is an art to the judgment. And I've been trying to figure this out now, because why is it that I see students having so much difficulty when they're given a problem, it's a problem in words and pictures, understanding how to relate the mathematics to the problem is very, very difficult. I certainly struggled with it. I'm no different than anybody else. And a common experience in the courses I teach, heat and mass transfer, but I've heard from other departments, it's true in all of engineering. If you do well, you kind of think you had some idea what was going on. You then take it in graduate school, and you realize that most of the time you didn't understand, but now you do. Okay? You get it a second time. Then you do a thesis in it, and you realize, wow, now I'm really getting into it. I understand how little people know. I mean, this problem nobody's ever solved. And so, you know, in your thesis, you focus in a small area, you become an expert in that. And then if you go teach it, you've got to teach it more broadly, and you begin to have a much bigger perspective of how little we know, how much we don't know, and you begin to fully understand, I think, as well as practitioners do, the art in approaching a problem And how do you simplify a problem so that you can reduce it down to what often is relatively simple mathematics? I mean, or it's idealizations. How do you know when to apply the idealizations? How do you know how to figure out what's important and what isn't? This is art. It's judgment. It comes with experience. And it's why students have such a hard time the first time through with that material and why they often don't get it. And every engineering professor who teaches a higher order course will tell you, the students come in, do they remember what they had in the prior course? Like they didn't take it. This is a common occurrence. It's not that they didn't work hard at it. It's that when you've had it just once, it doesn't stick very well. And the judgment you need to know how to go about analyzing a problem certainly takes experience. Synthesis, it's harder for me to figure out what that requires. That's another area, another way of doing things. All right, I made a digression. But the point is, it's hard to learn this stuff. So if you give them just a bit of engineering and get into the applications early, you steal from them the opportunity to develop some competence, and they don't. And for that reason, bioengineering is a really tough thing. And I personally think, in most cases, it's been a mistake to develop large numbers of engineering programs. Graduate programs, yes, I think that's appropriate. And there you focus in certain areas and develop competence in certain areas, and the students can choose when they decide where they want to go, what are the sub-areas that a department's active in, because they're all a bit different. At the undergraduate level, though, it's dangerous. And you run the risk, which I think has played out, of training people who are only modestly competent, if at all, in many of the fundamental areas when they go out to do something. I don't think I'm alone in that. I don't know how popular a view that is today. It certainly was the dominant view at MIT when I came in as an assistant professor. You can say maybe I'm brainwashed. Could be. But it's one that I've continued because I've come across students who are trained in biomedical engineering, and with few exceptions, the level of competence is lower